Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Let's go. Dungeon Junkies presents Carrie's Campaign, Episode 9, The Worst Witch.
You're in the CEO, Bryn. Don't give me that look. You effed off without telling anyone where you were going.
My shadow was fucking coming after me, alright? That was a good reason to fuck off, alright?
We all have message! You could have said something!
I don't.
And the award for group with best communication goes to... Not this fucking lot, that's for sure.
Oh, 14!
Okay. Is Charlie joining the initiative, or...?
13. I rolled a 3 plus 10.
That's the lowest I've ever seen come from Charlie. Shard? Okay. Give me a moment to work all this
my
out
plus
quickly.
4. Oh no.
Shard is still at the top because all of my groups, none of them rolled double digits.
Shard is definitely a top, I'm just saying.
How does it feel, Alex, knowing you're going after Moira?
You really sounded like Woody the Woodpecker for a minute.
I heard it.
Anyway, Shark, you're up first. You get another go.
Yay, I get another go.
Right. How we're doing this? You got the commander, you've got two groups of soldier men, and we have the tank.
Okay, how many of them are 100 foot from me?
All of them are like within 40 to 50 feet.
Okay, I cast Thunderclap as a second level spell.
It's an area of effect spell, yes?
Yes. Everyone needs to make a con saving throw.
Everyone, okay.
Everyone in that region, so I aimed at all of them.
I'm glad we got to this point early. I'm also going to need you to make that saving throw. As the spell hits the tank, it is rebounded back at you.
That's
to affect
fine.
You as well.
I don't need ears. I passed my own DC.
Excellent. Wait, am I on your side or their side? I'm not sure.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So, wowee, that is not good. That's 5 all in for one group of soldiers. And 15 for the other.
So one group's fine, the other group's not.
Okay.
There's a commander in that group. I kind of want to break his eardrums.
You got a crit 20 plus 3.
Oh, dick.
You've upset his delicate little ego, he's not happy,
right? Oh, fuck it. Get upset. The group that rolled a 5 take 15 points of thunder.
Oof. Okie dokie.
Literally a sonic boom goes out, which I assume Moira will take as the symbol that we're attacking now.
How far away can that be heard from?
It can be heard from like a mile away, I believe.
Then Oberyn will probably hear it.
Oberyn can hear it. It's originally 100 foot, but I am casting it in like third level.
Yeah, Oberyn definitely hears it then.
Yeah, my movement, I'm just gonna kind of position myself in front of Prince and kind of shove him towards the door.
Okay, so, Moira.
Hi.
What are you gonna do?
Right, so me and Charlie on top of the battlements, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I look at Charlie and I'm like, Charlie, we don't always see eye to eye.
What are you getting at? Hurry up, because they're trying to kill us all.
Yeah, I know.
Eat me at the military.
No. Oh, yeah, that being lovely, but you're quite good with the sparky, sparky stuff, aren't you?
Yes.
I cast Tidal Wave.
Is that an area of effect spell?
No. Oh.
You will find yourself... I will tell you this now, you will find yourself facing a tidal wave, because as soon as it hits the tank, it will be rebounced back at you. Like Shard's Thunderclap was.
Does the tsunami does a fucking U-turn? Shit. Then I will yeet Moira at the tsunami.
I mean, you can do it.
Okay, in that case then, I will cast a different spell. I will cast Wall of Water.
Okay.
I create a wall of water on the ground at a point I can see within range. They're within 60 feet, so that's fine. I can make the wall up to 30 feet long, 10 feet high if I want to, or a foot thick. Basically, is this going to be, instead of it being like a wall itself, it's going to be like foundations underneath, sort of thing.
Okay.
And then leave it there.
So you have a static tsunami rather than a real one.
Correct. Yes.
Charges put... there like, how does this help?
And now, Charlie.
I've just seen one issue with this. The wall of water is in front of them, isn't it? Is it touching them or is it in front of them?
It's underneath the tank and them, hopefully. Assuming that I'm going to have to do that, DM.
You can.
So the water is touching them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Moira ducks down.
I've got Breath of the Dragon still. Okay, I'm going to use Breath of the Dragon and fire a bolt of lightning at the waterfall.
Alright.
They have to make a dexterity saving throw and beat a 15 or take 2d6 lightning damage.
Hey Matt, what kind of water is this?
Yeah.
It doesn't actually say, it just says water.
What do you use for it?
A drop of water.
Did Moira just like spit into her hand to do it or something?
I have a water skin on me. I have a water skin on me, so I'll have thrown some of that on it.
Yeah, river spit. I need more D20s.
I can put the station to make it be salty, but it wouldn't actually be salty.
Right.
John just watches this bolt of lightning go past, like. I'm still here!
Wow, what the hell is up with my dice today?
As soon as the ranged spell attack hits it, by the way, it becomes difficult terrain as well.
Okay. What's Charlie's DC?
15 for this.
Let's see now. We got an 8, an 8, a 13, and a 1. I don't think anyone's escaping.
It's the damage amplifying because it's water on lightning.
I'm going to say for this turn only. After that, it's normal damage.
So, is it... So, what's the damage to...
I also need the damage, Alex, as well, because, believe it or not, it has an AC.
It what now?
It technically speaking, the wall of water has an AC.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
So, does that mean it has to make a dexterity saving for a disadvantage or something?
No.
Okay, so what am I rolling? Am I just rolling 2d6, am I?
Make it
2d8. 2d8. There's 1d8. There's 2d8. That's a 4 and an 8.
12.
Alright.
You're saying no, the water has been turned to ice both because of the attack.
Okay.
And lastly, I'm going to spend a point of key and do patient defense.
And how does that work?
If you get a wall. I have advantage on dexterity saving throws, or they have disadvantage on a roll to hit.
Okay.
I'm going to grab my notebook.
Alright. Before we move further down the initiative order, Oberyn, you're just about reaching the shore, if you're still going. You heard Shard's Thunder clap. So...
Am I within 120 feet of these people now? Do I get the mass fucking email from
the email?
Yep, you've received about 400 messages from Moira, and you probably have a migraine now from the constant pinging.
What in the fuck is going on?
Open.
I cut the link to message completely.
That's just one unread message from Shard, like, yeah. Military help.
So you've got Marmalade waiting on the shore next to where you left your shield.
Marmalade, it appears that something is going down at the front of the gates. I will grab my shield. I would suggest that you find a place to hide for a while, and I will come and get you once this is all resolved.
Well, good luck with that. And Marmalade climbs into the manor house window.
Alright, and so I was around the back, right?
Yep.
Can I begin to make my way? I don't want to go through, I want to go around the outside so that I could come up flanking this.
So you're going around the wall rather than through the town?
Yeah, it's about the same equal amount of distance.
Yeah, okay. Let's speed things up. I'm going to let you have that for now, free, so... Do you want to join the initiative, or...?
Do you want me to roll for initiative? I can do that real quick.
Yeah.
Marmalade's going to have to be a flurk, isn't it?
Hey, as always, Chad rolls amazing at initiative. 8.
I'm very proud of you.
You know, it wasn't a 3.
That's definitely not the worst score on here. Okay. And the Leonin Guards are going to... Shard and Prince get to see a rain of arrows fly overhead. Unfortunately, hardly any of them hit.
Shard's just there like, can everyone stop nearly hitting me, please?
Nearly, fine.
But make me come up there.
That is not good. I mean, they took some damage, though. It could be worse. The second group of soldiers is already looking confused, like, ow, why is everything ouchy? What's going on? We haven't done anything yet. And that actually brings us round to Oberyn.
Awesome. Alright, so when I reach said, like, side of the wall that I... How far would I get down? Like, and then I would like, because I want to get up on the wall, honestly, from this side.
Okay.
I have a plan. Because I have Thorn Whip, which allows me to extend a 30-foot whip. So if this wall is 40 feet, I feel that I could pretty easily at least get a little bit of a running start and Thorn Whip to hook the side of the wall.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Cool. Do I have to roll for anything? I will.
Of all the things I thought I'd encounter today, it wasn't that. I'm going to say strength, because you have to pull yourself up.
Alright.
Throw me and see what you get.
Pretty good. That's a... So just a flat strength?
Yeah.
That is a 16.
Okay. You do almost lose your footing at one point, but you manage to pull yourself up fairly easily. And you're now on top of the wall.
Alright. And so I'm now flanking them, and I can now see... Can I see everything then?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So the group of soldiers that are right in front.
Yep. That's the first group.
Yep. I would like to, and I'd just like to point it at them, because from my history and my family, I've encountered military. I know what fucking tanks are like, and I know that you wouldn't want to be casting magic on them. I've encountered vehicles many times. I know that that kind of shit is very prevalent for the military. So I would like to cast Erupting Earth on under the ground of that entire group of soldiers to try and just send them fucking flying.
Fantastic.
And it's a 20-foot cube, so I think I could probably definitely center it completely on them to take them all out.
At the moment, they are standing close together, so I will say you do get all of them.
Alright, well, they have to make a dexterity saving throw, then.
That is a massive crit 1.
Awesome.
That was terrible.
I feel your pain, Kerry.
With that, they then take 3d12 bludgeoning damage. Since they rolled a crit one, do you want me to add anything more to it?
It's double damage for a crit one, isn't it?
It's up to you, DM.
You know what? Yeah, sure.
That's then 28, and then doubled will be 56 points of bludgeoning damage. Over in Indiana Jones style, fucking whips himself up onto the wall, and as he reaches the top of the wall, sees the shit that's going down, and just goes, no, no. And just points his hand out under the ground as the ground itself just erupts in a dirt volcano, just sending this entire battalion of soldiers flying about, crushed into like odd places as they land on the ground, dead broken.
How do you feel knowing you've just committed mass murder? You killed the first group.
Humans and the military should understand that it's not right, and I don't know why the fuck you're here, but if my friends are saying that you are not good, you're dead.
They are very dead as they are turned into just a trifle of human bits all along the floor. One day.
Also, that whole 20-foot cube area now is completely difficult terrain.
That has also completely destroyed the ice that was there, but it's okay, because the terrain has now replaced it, so it's fine.
So, Moira's in the background, quietly throwing a tantrum, because Oberyn has one-upped her difficult terrain.
John's resisting the urge to skip around going, it's raining military, hallelujah.
It's raining military. Hallelujah!
It's raining mints! Hallelujah! It's raining mints!
Oh yes, oh yes!
Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
Under the Junkies karaoke night.
Blood, red, dirty, and mean!
Stupid racist commander!
Gonna kill the military!
Oberyn, Captain Anti-Murder, after having to deal with that fucking scientist in the ocean and his gills getting taken away, ain't got no fucking time. You know what he's got, folks? No time! And then I just stand on the top of the wall, like, staring down, like, evil Batman style.
Sean just looks up like, Jesus.
Okie dokie. The commander turns around, having seen a whole group of men just completely eviscerated by one man. This is not something he was expecting when he woke up this morning. But then again, he's going to... He kind of gestures at whoever is driving the tank, and the tank turns so that it is facing the tank properly. And it's going to fire. But it doesn't aim at any of you. It aims at the wall.
What's the armor?
I'm on the wall!
Let's see. The tank, with a deafening boom, it fires at the wall, and those of you on the wall feel it just kind of almost sway beneath your feet at the impact. And in that moment, you realise the wall probably isn't as strong as it looks. And the wall actually takes a considerable amount of damage. You see, second group of soldiers, who have also just seen all their comrades eviscerated, again, by one man. They're going to fire. And they're going to fire at Shard and Prince, so I'm going to need you to make me a dex save.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, it doesn't really make sense given they've just seen who's eviscerated the men, but you are.
I'm a drow elf, they want to shoot me.
Well, yeah, I was trying not to say it, but yeah.
Bunch of racists. It's an 18.
Okay.
So backflip aggressively.
That's half damage then. It's always rang down in Dungeons and Dragons, yep. Isn't it? Okay, it's. Not much, but you take 12 points of damage each. So.
Yay!
Good time!
Ow! Can I use my reaction?
if you wish to.
Okay, I'm gonna use cutting words so I can pull the damage down a little bit.
All right.
Because I'm a bard, so I just kind of go fuck you, fuck you. I take less damage. Ooh, I take 7 damage instead. Because fuck you.
Fair enough.
Just aggressive flute honking as like arrows are impaling me.
And after you've been fired at, the commander is just going to go and attack Prince. So whilst that's happening, Shard, move back to the top of the initiative. Also, just roll three. You now have one group of men turned to trifle. You have a tank, slightly smoking at one end. You have a group of very bewildered looking soldiers. And you have the commander, who is trying to impale Prince on the end of a sword.
Okay.
He actually succeeded too.
That means he's right next to me, so...
It does. Ouch.
Okay, I turn and point blank Eldritch Blast him in the face.
Okay.
Don't be a racist. Pro tip, kids, don't be racist or you'll get laser blasted by Eldritch magic. For 2 beams, that's a 19 and a 24.
Yeah, they both hit.
One thing I did realise is as my genie background, well, not background, pact choice, I get, I add bludgeoning damage to one of my attacks per turn as well.
Nice.
Because I am an earth genie. Well, I'm not an earth genie. You know what I mean. They're my dad. 13 force damage and 3 bludgeoning damage. So 16 in okay. His stupid face.
You burn off part of his hair, so he just has like almost a shaven patch at a very odd angle.
Yeah, my bonus action, I'm just going to cast Healing Word on Prince.
Oh.
So if he's going to keep trying to skewer him, I'm just going to keep healing him.
Prince appreciates this very much.
So it's only... he gets 11 health.
Thank you.
It's just going to be like him getting poked full of holes and me just fixing the holes with like a band-aid.
No, stop it.
Stop it. That's illegal.
Moira.
So there's a tank, a group of soldiers, and the commander, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Charlotte will probably take care of the commander on their next turn. So the group of soldiers, how many in that group would you say?
I've got 6 written down. It seemed a good number at the time, and now I'm not so sure.
Okay, I can work with that. That terrain's just... I'm guessing, is there any difficult terrain underneath them as well, or is that just normal terrain for them?
It's just the other side.
Pardon, sorry?
Oh, I only impacted the other side.
Yeah, but Moira got them in the first turn, or Charlie did, one of them. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm going to fire Chaos Bolt at that group.
Okay.
Okay, so if I hit, I roll me D8, and if both are the same, it leaps to the next target, and does so until I don't roll the same number with D8. Assuming I hit.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Okay, that is... that's 13 plus 4 is 17.
Go on, then.
Okay. I only used of it as well, so once it's done, it's done. Right, so it's 2d8 plus 1d6 damage. So... Give me d8. Okay. It's an 8 and a 7, so it's not going to jump, unfortunately. So one of them is going to... 1, 2, 6, 4. So that's 12... 19... 19 fire damage one of them takes.
Okay.
I haven't got more area effect stuff. That's the problem.
I'm not used to using that with Moira.
One of the poor bastards at the very front of the group is just engulfed in flames now. You can see his face melting as he screams and rolls desperately around in the snow trying to get the pain to stop.
Moira half smiles at that. No, this is serious still though.
Eventually the pain does stop for him, but that's because he died. The pain always stops when you die.
Damn.
Anything else for Moira?
Not really at this stage. Short of jumping off the battlements and like trying to land on top of the commander with her heels, not really. So I'm not gonna do that.
That's fair.
Tempting, but no.
Yikes. Charlie.
So the groups. So how many groups of soldiers are there left?
There's only one. It seems like a very small party.
And the commander is near a prince.
Yeah.
Part of me's telling me to jump on the commander, do a Moira. Because I don't have a lot of ranged stuff, to be honest.
Okay.
If I walk along the front of the castle to basically the door where they're standing.
Yeah.
How low of a drop is it?
It's still 40 foot.
So what's that in damage? 4d6 full damage?
Yeah.
Because I can only use a reaction if it's not my turn.
Because, Charlie, I'm going to say this, you can make a dex save if you want to try and reduce the damage.
Okay, basically, what I want to do is jump onto him to knock him to the ground and then just, like, barrage him with punches.
Okay. The DC for that is high, like, really quite high. You can roll it, knowing Charlie's stats, but you will need to roll me high.
Not have slow fall as a monk.
Yeah, I do have slow fall. Could I slow fall to about 15 foot, then drop onto him?
Slow fall on, slow fall off. Slow fall on, slow fall off.
Like slow fall till I'm about 15 feet above him and then drop onto him.
I'm going to say no this time.
So what do I need to beat as a DC?
Just roll and tell me what you get.
Well, that's hard to be fair. 24.
Not quite.
Fuck. So, but I'm still near him.
You'll fall, yeah, you'll fall basically next to him. You'll sort of catch him as you go down.
Just land right next to Shard.
How much damage do I take?
15.
Ah, that's fine, I can live with that.
Charlie manages not to land on her head, but she doesn't look as cool as she wanted to.
And I'm just gonna... Then I'm gonna punch the fuck out of him and spend 2 points of keys. One to do flurry of blows and one to try and stun him.
Okay. Can he make an... Attack of opportunity on Charlie.
Yes, if he wants to.
Okay.
Well, so slow fall is to reduce fall damage. It's not like to slow you down. That's feather fall.
No, I've already jumped now, so.
I know. That's why I waited. I let you take the damage first.
All right. He's going to attempt to skewer Charlie. And that is a hit. Oh no, I picked up my. So 15 points of slashing damage.
Yeah.
As he catches you. He doesn't stab you in the ribs as he was hoping, but he kind of slices along your side.
All right. As for me punches, I rolled a 15, an 18, 21, critical 20, and 24.
All but the first one hit.
Okay. And he has to make a constitution save for the stun.
Okay.
15.
17.
Yeah, so he's not stunned. He takes mass. 40 lightning.
Okay. Oberyn, since you'll have the clearest view, can you make me a perception check, please?
That is only a 13.
It's alright, you just had to not fail it. As you've kind of been admiring your handiwork, like the lovely patchwork of dead men on the floor, you see coming over the brow of the hill, more men, this time riding horses, all flanking a second tank.
Awesome. Awesome.
You've still got a few minutes before they arrive. There's not many of them. It's about the same number as the first party, so about 12 men on horses and a second tank.
I have a plan.
I'm sure we'll all be happy to hear it.
I know it's Oberyn's turn, but can we have a quick conversation with Oberyn or not?
It's actually the Leonin's turn, but yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I apologise, sorry.
No, I just... All right. Oberyn has the clearest view.
I'll wait my turn, it's fine.
Okay, and that's going to be another rain of arrows on the surviving men. Let's see. Again, all the arrows just sail straight over the top. What the hell, you guys? This is incredibly embarrassing for the Leonins. It probably becomes obvious they don't really know how to use weapons that aren't their own fists. Okay, so
a bunch of marshmallows.
Moira wants a quick chat with Oberyn then.
Oberyn, are you... You have experience with the military to the extent, yeah?
Well, the military on the mainland, yes. I mean, my family is of noble descent, so of course the military were invited to...
Okay. No offense, not the time for your whole family history, Oberyn. Okay?
What the fuck is the problem? I don't... what is the point of this at all?
Do you know how to work a tank?
Are you fucking serious? Moira, don't fucking worry about things!
Okay.
Judge, stand the bottom like, am I fucking chopped liver or something? The fuck, Moira?
To be fair, Oberyn is standing right next to me and you told me to shut up about your past!
You said Corey! You don't bring up Corey!
Wasn't in a bad way! Anyway.
Now that the commander's busy trying to have Charlie mash his face in, Prince says to Shard quickly, are they always like this?
Yes! Also, why are they here?
I'm not sure, but you have my deepest sympathy for your companions.
Also, why is the military here? I can't help you if you don't talk to us.
It's complicated. I'll happily explain it all in a bit. I feel like this conversation...
Just go get Poe and get out of here or something.
Poe is in good hands. I feel like they're having this conversation, like, out the side of the mouth, like, hissing
as we're, like,
dodging.
Doesn't
hear. Whilst that's going on, Oberyn, it's your turn.
Right. I already had plans about the tank, don't worry, Matt. But Oberyn would get very annoyed at Moira trying to fucking have a conversation in the middle of a fight right now, after I clearly just killed 6 men, and I haven't killed anyone this entire time. So really not the time. With that though, I don't care about the falling damage. I would like to use all of my strength, and I would like to jump from the top of the wall to reach the top of the tank.
How far can Oberyn jump?
Well, I'm 40 feet up. I have a strength score and a high jump of... So that would be... I have a high jump of another 16 feet. So if we're going Pythagorean theorem and this is 10 feet wide, I get a good running jump. I feel like I can do this. Told you, I'm going full on evil Batman at this moment.
So strength athletics it is then.
Love it.
The math works out, but does your body?
That's the truth. That is a dirty 20.
Oberyn just flies through the air like some kind of Superman. And you land squarely on the tank, startling the living daylights of whoever is in there.
Yeah, and I wanted to have, like, used my spear to have, like, come down to, like lodge myself onto it.
Okay.
Awesome. And then with that, I would like to rip open the hatch.
Make me another strength check. You've got a person inside desperately trying to keep the tank closed.
That's 19.
They have no chance. As you rip the hatch open.
Does the arm go with the lid?
And after I rip the hatch open, I'm just going to, now with the spear, out! Now!
You smell urine as the person wets themselves.
Oh, God. To be fair, I would.
Let's see. But despite everything, they managed to lean back and actually fire off another attack with the tank. Shard, Prince, and also Charlie, I'm gonna need you to move. Make me a dex save, unless you want to be blasted.
25.
17.
It's enough. You have a few seconds to see it come in, as it just hurtles towards you.
I had a question, DM.
Yeah?
What about the commander? Because I was basically in his face punching him.
Rolled at disadvantage and he passed.
Damn it.
Okay. He kind of, commander crawled away.
Like a toddler would see something they really want.
That's pretty much. And Moira, you're still on top of the wall. I'm going to need you to make me a dex save now, as the wall literally sways under the force of the blast.
Dex save.
Yeah. You can have it advantage because there are plenty of things to you to grab onto.
Okay. I appreciate the kindness. My entire time I deserve it.
I think Moira needs the advantage.
Your advantage is a 12.
You end up rolling the entire 10 feet, hitting the other wall, and you take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, just another 6 damage and Moira will be dead.
Quite that bad, Alex, but yeah.
the person in the tank is like, why should I listen to you? Even though they have just pissed all over themselves in your shoes.
With that, I mean, I'm pissed. I'm going to reach in there, grab him by the throat, and I'm going to use my vampiric touch on him right now. Just in a, like, I growl. Just, Oberyn is, the royalty at this moment has left Oberyn. He is in a state of fury, and it is all coming out at this second. So yes, I would like to use my vampiric touch.
Okay. Do I roll or do you roll for this one?
I make a melee spell attack.
Okay.
That is a 21.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
All right. That's 3d6 necrotic damage. Only the 9 points of damage.
Okay. He goes...
As I grab his throat and I go, this is why you get out of the fucking tank!
He goes pale, but he doesn't die. He's grabbing at your hands to try and pry them off his throat.
Out! I will release my hands.
As he just falls back, well, as much as he can, in such a confined space. I'm not giving up my post.
You're a fool, and you will die for it then.
Anything else for Oberyn this turn?
I feel I've done enough.
Okay.
I've been pretty gratuitous with what a turn could be.
Alright. Now it's back to everybody's favorite Leonins, who are really good at missing stuff. Shall we see if they miss again?
I go, you can do it this time! And just shouting up to them.
Charlie's cheering actually works as somehow they hit this time. Let's see. That is some damage. Now it's the second group of soldiers, and they're going to fire at Charlie. After they watch Charlie try and turn their commander into magic.
Question. Does the patient defense only last for... This is more for Caitlin in Chad.
One round.
Expired now.
Yeah, it's way expired.
Yeah, alright, just want to check.
Yeah.
It's a reaction.
Ooh.
Oh wait, is it arrows or guns?
Guns.
Damn. Okay.
And that is a crit 20.
The missiles of the guns.
I was going to try and fucking catch one. Never mind.
And that is double damage, unfortunately, because that would be crit 20. That is 14 points of piercing damage.
Still alive. Just.
Charlie's starting to resemble a piece of Swiss cheese.
I was like, do I bother going over and healing this idiot?
Then it's the commander who is basically has to spend most of his movement trying to get up. He's bleeding very heavily from his face. Charlie has definitely broken his nose in more than one spot. And as he can't attack from range, he's just going to let out a torrent of verbal abuse at those on the ground. It's Prince's turn. Prince is going to cast 3rd level cure wounds on Charlie.
I cover that.
As Prince is actually a paladin. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that part yet.
An absolute king.
That's 17 health. It's not much, but...
It gives me more health than I had before I got hit by arrows.
Okay. I think that's all he's going to do for this one. And now it is actually the tank's actual turn. The person... almost had his throat ripped out by Oberyn. He's going to back himself up and attempt to fire the tank again.
Can I try and use my reaction to stop him as I am, you know, right there?
Yep, I'm rolling at disadvantage anyway because he's just kind of flailing behind him to try and find it. He doesn't want to turn his back on you somehow. So you're going to try and stop him.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
I mean, I still, like, as I released my hands from his throat just enough so that if he was going to fucking leave, he was going to leave. But I immediately just re-grip onto his throat without my vampiric touch, but I'm still going to throttle the hell out of this guy.
Okay. Would that be, like, grappling, or...?
Sure. I'll say I'm attempting to grapple his throat.
Okay.
Come on, straight.
17. Crit 20. I'm just going to say he's started sweating in a panic and he's just very slippery to grab onto.
Fucking,
now.
ploy of the fucking month here. This guy, I wasn't going to be mean to him, but now I have another plan, and now it's worse. Now Oberyn is real pissed.
He's pissed and covered in this guy's bodily fluids. He's probably not going to be that happy.
Pissed.
Oof. Let's roll some damage for the poor wall. If Moira wants, she can try and grab onto something when she feels the wall get hit again.
I'm going to try to, yes.
Yeah, the wall gets hit and there's a very, very ominous creaking noise.
Is it about to collapse?
It feels like it's starting to crumble beneath you.
Okay. Will you let me make jump into the air and complete this on my next move or not?
Sure. Moira's just going to hover ominously for about 12 seconds.
Okay, so I'm going to roll for it. It's fair that way.
Make me an athletics check to actually get up and over the wall.
Okay. 15.
Yep, you managed to clear the wall.
Okay.
You get to hover ominously in the air for about 12 seconds because it's Shard's turn. Moira's just hovering, T-posing in the air.
Shard's like, oh no. How far away is the other tank?
It's about 100 foot away from you now. They are approaching quite quickly.
Okay, I'll save that for when they get closer. What's the tank made of? Like, you said it was metal, right?
Yeah. Very... It almost looks like it was patchworked together out of random scraps of metal.
See, if Oberyn wasn't literally standing on the current tank, I'd use heat metal.
Oof, nasty.
The next tank is going to get baked.
So basically you're going to brazen bull the driver of it.
Yes, they're getting brazen bulled.
Ooh, nasty. But I love it.
For this turn, Commander's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's screaming all sorts of racial abuse at Shark now, so...
Cool! Well... How do I wish to murder him?
Wait, whose side am I on?
No, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast him again, because why not?
You're cool.
I'm right next to him, so I'm just gonna try and melt what's left of his face.
You know what? Since he's injured and you're firing at point blank range, roll me advantage.
Ha! Fear.
Okay, with advantage, that's a 17 and a crit 20. Double damage it is then.
So one beam is fine, the other beam is double.
Oof. I wouldn't like to be him.
Big oof. Major oof.
Oofosaurus Rex. Okay,
didn't tell anyone that there's a second squad of people coming, did I?
No, but they can see it now.
Okay, I just make
I have
sure.
Eyes.
I didn't know how close they were.
Sharge just like, what a terrible day to have eyes.
And back to tunnels and socks. No, one beam, the first beam is a 9. The second beam is an 18. Altogether.
Youch.
And then 3 bludgeoning just for the shit.
Oof. He's...
So that's 30 damage in total.
Yeah, he's looked better.
He's missing half his face.
You've literally blasted off one of his ears. Okay, so Moira, you can stop T-posing in the air now.
He's a rancid tunnel dweller now.
So, to be clear, is the commander dead yet?
No.
Okay. He's below me, obviously.
Yeah.
Is he dirty below me, or...?
Is your plan to land on him and skewer him with your shoes?
Obviously.
I do plan on doing that, but whilst casting Booming Blade, yes.
That's fine, but I will also warn you there is fall damage.
I will take
Probably should have warned you before you jumped.
No, good. I was going to end up falling anyway. So if I can actually take this guy out at the same time by putting both my heels through his eye sockets, then so be it.
If it helps, I have my reaction for this turn, and Featherfall is a reaction.
Okay.
So it I would can't be a, stop it, Moira from breaking their ankles.
It would be appreciated.
And with that, reduce your damage, since you're gonna fall slower?
No fall damage, but the...
So, is Moira gonna stop, like, 9 foot above just to bypass the laws of the game? And then fall the last 9 foot to skewer him or something?
Probably, yeah.
Ingenious, I like it.
In fact, the
Shada's like a map, like the maths in their head, and sees where the line is less deadly, and then turns it off.
Okay, so I've got a roll for each heal. That is a 17 and a 16.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, now Booming Blade. I haven't used this for a while. I've been all about spells. So that's adds 1d8. Does that for each heal? I think so.
You'd have to cast it twice, wouldn't you?
It is technically two weapons.
Okay. I'll cast it on the one heal then, okay. That's fair. So, and that is. Dagger damage. Okay, so. Where are the d4s? They don't even want them, are they? Okay, so in total that is 7 and 15. And the booming blade is what kind of damage? Thunder damage.
Ouch. There's a sickening crunch as you land on top of this man. You just miss his skull, but you manage to skewer him.
Oh my god!
Just catching him either side of his neck. Kind of crushing him down like an empty drinks can. As he just sort of explodes from the bottom end. And Moira, you get covered in guts and all sorts of nastiness.
People do shit themselves when they die.
Oh.
Moira can now smell feces.
On their feces.
At this point, Moira cast presentation and then just like.
I was gonna say, I hope those are closed toed shoes.
Oh, it's all up in there.
Presentation across the whole of her body, like.
Across my soul.
And that's the end of her turn.
So Moira just douses herself in bleach after.
Pretty much.
Yuck. Oh boy. As the Commander Man explodes, the other tank arrives within the vicinity, along with about 12 people riding horses. And we still got the other tank. The Commander is dead, but these people don't seem willing to give up yet. So, Charlie, you're up. Do you punch a tank or do you punch a horse?
I mean, I kind of got an idea for the tank, if I'm honest.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think it's a regular shape. It's a box standard tank, like tracks, big gun at the front.
That's the one.
All right, I'm gonna use wings unfurled to fly over to that tank.
Okay.
So get within like 10 feet of the tank. Yeah, just like fly over the enemies above them enough so that like. If they have any melee weapons, they can't just slice me in half as I fly over.
They do try to stab you with pikes as you go above, but...
And as I land, I want to try and use Breath of the Dragon with fire damage down the cannon of the tank and set off the round inside. And blow the inside of the tank up. I'm about 10, 15 foot back?
I'm gonna warn you now.
I will quickly say fire is a cone, so
If the tank explodes, it will take you down with it, and it does have quite a high damage rate. Like, I could probably easily do over your HP.
What, do over my max, or...?
Yes.
My current.
It's a tank!
Okay, so I won't do that then.
I can read out the damage to you if you want me to prove it.
I mean, if you want to read out the damage, I'm kind of intrigued to hear.
Normally it's Matt trying to kill us all.
I'm guessing around 10, 12, d10 maybe?
6d12.
6d12?
In a large area.
Yikes, okay.
The damage fades the further you get back from it, but since you're basically all up in its face, you will take the full force.
Alright, I'm gonna try and get inside the tank then.
You're gonna try and rip the hatch open?
Yeah.
Because I think you're a bit big to climb up through the turret. Okay, make me a strength check.
Dice. Where's my dice? There's my dice. That's quite good. That is a 19.
You sort of struggle with the person inside for a few moments. They seem to be doing their best to hold it closed. But you get it open.
Alright. Is it... As I jump in, I want to try and grapple the guy.
Okay.
That's awesome. That is a 17.
I also got a 17.
So that's a stalemate then, or do we reroll? What do you want to do at the end?
Well, we'll leave it for now. You're just having a slappy fight with them for the moment.
Alright.
Let's make some Leonins miss with their crossbows. They miss. Okay, Oberyn.
Right. I completely forgot about this because I do every time. So at the start of my tank guy's last turn, he should have made a constitution saving throw, or else he has to take necrotic damage from just being near me and my halo of spores. Because he is definitely within 10 feet of me.
I forgot about your spores.
Yeah. I just rolled that now and it's an 18.
Alright. So you only take... Oh, you don't take anything then. That's okay. Fine. I'm gonna fucking end this guy.
Shall I roll another one? Because you're right there, or...?
Yeah, go ahead.
That one's only an 11.
Alright, so he takes 2d6 of damage right away. That's 7 necrotic damage.
Okay.
He's still alive.
He's clinging to life at the moment. He seems so determined not to relinquish his post in the tank.
The fuck is wrong with you? Fucking hell. Alright, fine. Then can I just finish choking him to death then? Like, I mean, I don't even think I should have to take my hands off. I was already choking him. If he's clinging to life, I think he should just be dead at this point.
Roll me a strength at advantage. Because you've already got him by the throat and he's
so
dying.
So nonchalant, you're just gonna finish choking him to death.
22. So annoyed with this son of a bitch tank driver.
In your rage, as you squeeze tighter and tighter, you feel it more than hear it as something snaps in his neck, and he just goes completely limp.
Fantastic. As Oberyn is holding him there, I'm gonna go, well, guess what? You really fucked up, because now your post is gonna turn against your fucking men, and I'm gonna cast third level Animate the Dead on this son of a bitch.
Does that just happen then? Or?
It just happens. And now, for 24 hours, he is under my control. And he acts directly after me for the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to hop out of the tank with the last of my action and now stand by my newly zombie-driven tank.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. This is what Josh could do, by the way, before y'all fucking...
So, I assume you command him and he does what you say?
Oh, yes. So I end my turn there. And then with my new zombified tank commander, who acts directly after me, I mentally command him to turn the turret around and fire at the first battalion of horses.
And it's a bit awkward for him to get the angle because his head just flops uselessly.
I go, real good choice to be a fucking worthy employee today, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Fire!
He fires and it veers off to the side into the mountains, as that was only a 9.
Shit. I'm gonna fire this tank 100 times over. And then, with the rest of his turn, I'm going to use the tank's movement to just drive it straight forward, like a fucking beeline at these motherfuckers. Can't hit him with a shot, I'm gonna run him over.
There's a screaming and lots of crunching as you run over one horse and its rider. Oberyn has completely lost his mind.
Oberyn stands there. It is just glory way back behind the tank, just standing there waiting for his next to go at to be able to fucking murder some more people with this tank.
Marmalade in a window like, what the fuck?
It's the soldiers next, but I'm going to say they use their turn to get as far away from this tank as they can, seeing it's turned against them. Which isn't very far, admittedly, but they're doing their best. And let's see. Charlie, time to roll grapple again, if you're still trying to do that.
Yeah. Wait, is it my turn or is it his turn?
It's the tank's turn, but I assume you're still trying to grapple him.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and grapple him.
Which one do I roll again?
Strength athletics.
Okay.
And I rolled 23.
Crit 20 plus 3. Can I take
walking
that as a
tank commanders?
Can I take that as a fail since my 20 was a crit, or unless you also rolled a crit?
No, I rolled an 18.
I'm gonna take that as a fail then. And let's see, do they manage to fire the tank?
Question, DM. Is that my reaction, or do I still have a reaction?
We'll count that as your reaction.
Damn it. Alright.
And it's a good thing that Moira decided to jump the wall when she did. As when this blast hits the wall, there's just kind of a shuddering in the air all around as the wall collapses. And the people in horses start to make a beeline into the tank. Prince does not manage to skewer any of the horses as they go past. But Shard, it's your turn now. You have men and horses rushing past you. A tank doing donuts while it's driven by a zombie. Charlie, the other tank.
Shoot to my tank commander is just kill. Kill!
Internally, Shard's like, be more specific. How many of these ones are, like, these horses near me? Like, are there some of them in the town already?
Yes. So they have quite a lot of movement to them.
Yeah, so we have the tank that's doing donuts. The tank that Charlie's beating someone up in.
Yeah.
A dead commander on the floor.
Mostly on Moira's clothes, or it was anyway.
Yeah, on Moira's clothes. Is it just kind of the infantry now?
Pretty much.
Infantry and cavalry, okay. Fuck it, let's go for another thunderclap, so this time centered on me.
Okay.
So, any guards that have gone 50 foot behind me, or 50 foot in front of me, because I'm right by the collapsed wall, they're gonna get smooshed. Also Moira, and probably also Moira, yeah, Soz.
Okay, you can be that, isn't it?
Yeah, do a con save, Moira.
Since only 4 of them made it into the town, I've rolled all 4 of them. Got a 20, a 17, a 15, and a 3.
Okay, so three gets hit. The others are, I guess they just get out of range.
Yeah.
They just have a headache.
One of them is thrown from their horse.
Ah,
the horse may or may not have trampled him.
There's a question. Do the horses have to roll a reaction to this?
I'm kind of doing them as one unit. The horse is in charge though, because they're the one doing the running.
Yeah, eight. No, Matt.
My Earth Constitution modifier is only a one.
Well, that's 11 thunder and 3 bludgeon, so 14.
Oof.
Shard don't give a shit right now.
That's true. I'm still okay for now.
Anything else for Shard's turn?
I mean, I can't do my heat. I can't do my brazen bull anymore because you lot are too, you punchy people are too impatient.
We could. I'm sure Charlie's smart enough to get out of a hot tank.
Me describes cool idea, Charlie, but I punch it.
Have I want to punch the tank?
No, oh. I'm not going to do anything. Actually, no. I cast Bardic. I give Bardic inspiration to Oberyn, but it's fuck you up.
Oberyn's doing something productive over there.
Oberyn's killing military. And no, you can't say I killed the Commander Moira because I did most of the heavy lifting there.
You did.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. Well,
I totally camp spawn killed. Just waited.
Talking of which, it's Moira's go.
How many horses have got past?
There are currently 3 horses in the tank, if that's what you're asking.
It is what I'm asking. How far away am I? About 30 feet, I'm guessing.
I've given them each 40 foot of movement because the horses run fast.
Okay. So 40 feet apart. I can move to be in range from still. Okay.
Yeah.
Which bolt is normally one beam, but if I can I split that beam into 3 for each spell level or not?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, that's fine.
The creativity is fantastic though.
Okay. So I figured about not like to have level 3 for all of them sort of thing, but you know, I ask, I don't get.
If you don't ask, you don't know.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, fine. I'm going to aim at one of the horses in general and cast level 3 Witch Bolt at it.
Yikes. Okay. Rolls hit the poor horse.
My first crit 20 of the evening, plus 6.
The horse screams in agony as you hit it and throws its rider.
That's... Okay, so that's double, of course, isn't it? So
yeah.
Hey, Willis.
Yes?
You have 18 intelligence now, don't you? So wouldn't that be plus 7?
I don't think at this point, I don't think it makes much difference, Alex.
That is fair.
No.
You forgot to add your item by sound defense.
Yeah, I did, but to be fair, it didn't make much difference. Right, so here's my 3d12.
Yes, no animals were harmed in the making of Dungeons and Junkies.
Just horses.
Okay. Peek behind the screen a little bit on this one. How many HP does a horse have normally? Because that's 30, double to 60.
Because these horses are slightly armoured, I have given them like 30 HP a pop. So you turn poor old Nip-Nop into a glue stick.
Oh, Nip-Nop. Not Nip-Nop.
Basically, Moira was like, I'm so sorry. And this arcane lightning flamethrower basically turns it into a prit stick. All you can see left is the horseshoe, pretty much.
It's just a horseshoes and a pile of glue.
Have you converted it? Well, no factory part.
Moira now turns horses into glue as her side business.
That's okay, we have customers here as well! Fantastic!
Another reason for Oberyn to go for you again.
Can I do this? I'm just gonna like try and like be out of the way a little bit if I can, just in case the tank fires again.
RIP Nip, not on my notes.
I'm feeling that. Just in case you forgot about it. Okay.
Okay. Charlie.
So as he's got his back turned to me, I'm just going to like, I'm just going to put like two strikes into him, I reckon.
Are you punching him like in the back of the head or?
I'm trying to think. Do I have anything that wouldn't? Do I have any like breath weapons that wouldn't set off the tank again? What do I actually have? Because I'm trying to save myself an extra action. Yeah, I'm just gonna slowly deck the fuck out of them.
All right. Where are you aiming your punches at?
Probably just wherever I can hit. I'm right behind them, so. Just one four, basically.
All right.
That's a 19, a dirty 20, and a 22.
Yeah, they all hit.
Oh, okay, that's nice. That's a nice damage. 33 damage, and I'm going to make that. Because I don't want to electrocute myself, I'm going to make that acid damage.
Fair enough. As you smack him in the back of the head, with the force of it, his face just smashes into the control panel and bounces back off it.
Is he dead, though?
I mean, you've just caved in his face from both the front and the back, so he's pretty dead, yes.
Charlie has proficiency with land vehicles. Would
not
Charlie
tanks.
Have a...
Cars.
That is true, but I mean... Could I look at these controls and see if I can work out any of it?
Okay. You can try and drive it, but I'm going to need you to make me intelligence at disadvantage.
What? Just a straight intelligence check, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. My lowest was a 16.
I not
rolled
enough.
An 18 and a 16. Alright.
The 18 would have worked. There are similarities, but... It's not something you can do at the moment.
Alright, that's fair enough.
But you'll retain the knowledge for next time.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, the Leonins have just given up with their crossbows and they've gone down to try and stop the horses. So, Oberyn, what do?
Alright, so... At this moment, I'm just going to use my bonus action to just issue a general command to what I'm now going to call Ned.
Ned.
My zombie tank commander. And it is kill the rest of the military. And with that, then I am going to turn and head towards town to see. So there are two horses left.
At this moment.
And how far away are they? And close together, are they from each other?
They're about 30 feet apart from each other and 40 foot into the town.
Cool. All right, and there doesn't seem to be any people about right now, right, in the road. Charlie cleared them all out, right? They're all in the manor house.
Some of them have come back out to look, but they're all trying to desperately get back inside.
Well, they fucked up. Charlie told them to get the fuck out of here, so... This won't kill him anyways. I am going to use another third level spell, and I'm going to cast Tidal Wave. And I am going to cast basically a wall of water up this main street, 30 feet wide, to knock both of these horses and their riders off.
Okay. Does that just happen, or?
They're going to make a they got to make a dexterity saving throw.
Do I have to make a thick save?
No, I'm not. I'm conjuring it past you.
Lara. Okay.
I wasn't trying to get you involved with it.
Be a first.
That's a 17 and a dirty 20.
Well, they still will take 4d8 bludgeoning damage, and it will be half as much damage.
Okay.
That is 16 and 7. So that is 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. The horses are spooked by the water, but they still keep standing for now.
And now the entire fucking town is now soaked.
Okay. Anything else for your turn?
No. Stand there. Dare anyone to come at me right now.
So now it's Ned who's still doing donuts.
Fire again, Ned!
Let's see. He manages to somehow fire off into the exact same direction. Zombies are not an intelligent people.
Cool. He's not, like, he's a full-on, like, magical construct. He's not just a zombie. He has, like, my full, like, he can do whatever he used to be able to do. Keep running people over, Ned.
You're doing great, sweetie.
He does actually manage to run someone else over, though. And he catches one of the horses at an awkward angle, so its body and head are squished, but his legs are still sticking up. It's like, I do good.
Anyone?
The few remaining soldiers are going to start firing at the tank. That is a miss. The bullets just bounce uselessly off it.
It's a fucking tank, how did you miss?
Your pistols are no match for Ned and his tank.
And the other tank can't do anything because there's nobody to man it, so it's just... Prince is now somewhere in the town, so Shard, what next?
Who's left?
We have 10 men on horses, and that's it. Let's see how many horses are in the town. Another 6 are now in the town. They're starting to ransack the place.
Okay, any... Like, there's still the 4 of them kind of in front of me.
Yeah.
If 6 have gone in.
Yeah.
Okay, I cast Dissonant Whispers on them.
Okay. What next? That's Wisdom Save, isn't it?
Yes.
17, 12, 11, and 5.
Okay, only the 17 gets it half.
Nice.
So, one of them takes half damage and doesn't run away from me. The others take full damage and are frightened of me. And I'm stood between them and the town.
They veer off in random directions.
Yep, they're gonna GTFO. That is 14 psychic and 3 bludgeoning, so 17 damage total.
Oof.
So, I guess 8 for Mr. I'm Not Scared.
Mr. I'm Not Scared continues to not be scared, but the other 3, one of them starts veering off back towards the mountains, with the rider screaming at it to turn back around. And the horse is like, nope, bye.
Leaving.
Consider this my 2 weeks notice, bye.
You just turn around and the horse has got a bit of paper in its mouth. I resign.
Anything else to share?
So there's the ones that have gone into the town, which is fine. Because you'd assume, you know, all the Leonins would be like, oh yeah, let me just go punch them.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Dumbasses.
Most of them have headed up towards the manor house.
That's fine. I'm glad everyone's having a great time. Nah, I'm just gonna stand there like, come at me, peasants. What the fuck? My light just went out.
Spooky.
Ghosts.
Moira.
Hello. So the 6 that are in the town are the only 6 left apart from I'm Not Scared in front of Shard, yeah?
There's Mr. I'm Not Scared, and there's 2 also now joining Ned doing donuts in the snow.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there's six in the town. You said they're ransacking, doing just ransacking in general? Just
destroying stuff.
Are they all in the water that some open is conveniently put on the ground?
Two of them are.
Here's a start. Level 2 witch bolt.
Okie dokie. So roll me some damage. Or roll me to hit, shall I say.
Okay, that is 19.
Okay, that's a hit.
Okay, so that's 2d12. Am I adding anything because they are in water? Can I add anything because they're in water?
You know what? Yeah, double it.
Really sorry, horses. That's 24, double to 48.
Well, that is horse killer.
That is never happening again.
Oberyn, you say the water was soaking the town, right?
I mean, the tidal wave does just disperse amongst, it just goes.
But things are still wet.
That's what kind of happens.
As Moira casts Witch Bolt, several of the buildings catch burst into flames. So, thanks to Moira, several buildings are now on fire. You're destroying people's homes, Moira. And people's livelihoods.
You sound like you're surprised at this point.
No, I'm not, but...
Caitlin's like, what the hell?
Oh, fucking hell.
So, anything else for this turn?
I can put it out, but that's my reaction, and I can't do that.
Afraid not. It's Charlie's go now.
Alright,
you're looking for the hole, like, the spy hole in the tank. And
I just... Do see, I see Moira light up the town, or do I just see the town light up?
You see the whole thing.
Okay, I'm gonna use my bonus action to do, my wings unfurled and head back to the town so I can make it there with the rest of my movement.
Yeah. You're not what's, actually, the time.
What's actually left apart from one horse and there's, I know there's one horse man left.
There's, well, let's see what's happened so far. The wall is collapsed. Moira has managed to light quite a few homes on fire. A lot of the buildings in the town are now. The fire is spreading quite rapidly. There's a few horse riders left. One of them's obviously made its way over the hill. But the ones that are left are still looking fairly strong.
Pit of the tape, I left for 1 minute.
And Matt manages to burn down most of the town.
Be fair, I did kill 3 horses, so...
No, it's fine, you've just burned people's homes, that's better somehow.
Yeah, 3 of the riders are terrified of me.
Collateral damage.
And so they're not doing donuts, they're just spinning in place of people at Stoke character.
So there's one horse rider left, so as I...
There's a few horse riders, there's about 4 riders left. Not all of them had taken damage beforehand.
How many could I hit in a 30-foot cone?
I'm gonna say 1, because they are fairly spread out.
Okay. I'm going to use... not lightning.
Probably not.
As I land next to Moira, I just look at them for 1 second like they're gonna die for this. And I'm going to use... I'm going to use my ice breath on one of the horse riders.
Okay, roll some
hit. Dexterity save to be a 15.
That's a 14. 12 okay. Plus 2.
That's 2 sixes, so he takes 12 points of ice damage, cold damage.
The horse just, it almost crystallizes as it freezes to death, taking the rider with it.
And for my last action, I turn to Moira. You did this.
Well.
And as Moira says, well, I just fucking punch her straight in the face.
Did you land directly next to Moira, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make a saving throw too?
You've got
20.
You've got shield, which will take your AC up to 20.
That is a crit.
Yeah, so nothing you can do this time.
You take 19 points of ice damage, cold damage. You fucking set a village on fire. You know, the one we've been protecting, giving our lives to try and save.
I'm not dead yet, but terribly close to it.
So, whilst Charlie is tying on Moira, Oberyn, what are you doing?
Alright. So, at this point, I feel like I'm at the town, like, right where the town gate used to be, still. So, I've seen the fire go off, pretty good. And... so how bad is this fire so far? Like, are all the buildings like raging flames, or is it just like beginning, like the beginning stages of fire?
They're made of wood thatched roofing. So the ones closest to where the wall used to be, they're not worth saving. Middle of the town is raging, and the ones closest to the manor house aren't too bad. They could possibly be saved.
All right. And are there any horses left in this town?
In my notes, unless I've missed one, there are three horses left. Two of them are sort of spinning in place outside the gate. And one of them's in the town.
Alright. With that then, I would like to... so I can see the guy on the horse, right?
Yeah.
I would like to then... is he within 60 feet? Is he within 60 feet of me?
You made your way back up to the town, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he is. Awesome.
I would like to then try and cast Hold Person on this guy.
Okay.
They must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration.
You'll be pleased to know that's a crit one.
So yeah, that definitely doesn't pass.
So he is just frozen in place. If he's literally frozen in place, he probably just is lassoed off the horse.
Yeah, I mean, if you became paralyzed on the back of a horse at a horse running at speed, any speed basically, I think you would immediately be bucked off of said horse. It is hard to stay on horses.
Sort of slides to the side, probably takes some traumatic head injury, and is now just laying on the floor. The horse has run off somewhere.
Can we say that he fell face first into the pool of water and now is drowning in two inches of water, because that's all it takes?
You know what? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just see bubbles coming up.
Oberyn is fucking off his fucking head right now. Full on, like, Darth Vader style, just raised his hand, and this guy became paralyzed and fell off his horse.
I just stood there backlit by flames looking at this like, I shouldn't have got up this morning.
Ned! Get to kill it.
Let's see, he's got two left to hit. Hold on. That's a 17 and a crit 20. So, let's see what we can
Ned,
do.
Ned.
Hey, with amazing accuracy for someone who has failed so many shots so far, he lines up the turret and manages to just splatter both the horses that are left. One horse is alive, but it's halfway towards the military base, and I'm like, nope. Scary drow elf, nope.
Scary drow elf, bye.
And you... you're out of combat now. Possibly doesn't feel like it.
At this point, can I start going around and casting control flames on all the fires I can see to put all the fires out? What I can.
It would be the ones closest to the manor house.
Yes, I'm literally doing the best I can of it.
You do your best. The fire carries on, though. Unfortunately, it's been left too long to really do anything about. Fire spreads quickly through this type of thing.
Thatched roofing. You're a phoenix sorcerer, you could put this out.
For the record, I apologize for the damage. I personally will do any rebuilding he's doing.
Shots on fire.
I walk up to Oberon, because we're both still stood outside, like, so, how was your trip?
Not good. Not good at all. I'll talk to you about it later. I have to go deal with Ned.
All right. I don't know who Ned is, but...
Ned has just kind of entered idle animation, NPC animations, because there's nothing left to kill.
Idle donuts.
I turn on my heel away from the burning town, which I probably should help handle, but... and I walk back out to the field towards the donating tank.
It's easy enough to climb on the donating tank. It's just spinning slowly in place.
I say stop so that the...
The tank stops very abruptly.
Out here now.
Ned does as he's told. He looks so pleased for himself, like he got those last two horses.
I take his his very broken neck, and very aggressively I take out one of my arrows and through the back so that his head can just stay on straight. I jam the arrow through so that his head's straight, and then I'm like, let's go.
After you correct his neck, he almost pulls the shocked Pikachu face. His head is in one place again. It's been flopping uselessly around the entire time he's been trying to shoot horses. But
that's why he kept missing.
Yeah, it's possible. But now he's just going to follow Oberon obediently.
Go back towards town.
So, Moira is attempting damage control.
Literally putting out fires.
It's not working that well.
Okay. I feel like could make things worse at this point.
Things can always be worse.
Okay, I cast Tidal Wave to put the fire out again. As best I can.
You cast Tidal Wave.
As soon as it has finished landing, it disappears.
Okay. You cast Tidal Wave. Oberyn's nicely little paralyzed horse rider starts bobbing along.
Rolling on down the road.
You manage to destroy all of the fire damaged buildings with the force of the water. Water is very heavy, Matt.
At least to save the manor house.
The manor house is now the only building, aside from the church, which is sort of standing.
Protected by the power of God!
Seriously, I shall rebuild every house myself. I promise you that.
Okay, so we're never leaving here, got it.
No.
I mean, this is a Moira's paladin community, so... Oh,
Moira's God. Moira's going to take a class at some point.
Shad just sits next to the body of the commander and thinks about their life choices.
Moira.
Yeah.
You can feel someone stood behind you.
Is it Charlie?
No.
Thank God for that! Anyone but Charlie right now?
No. It's Prince. The tiefling who has sort of housed you all in this time.
Hey.
Why? Why would you do this?
I did. But first of all, I didn't mean anything which happened in this town.
You've destroyed everything.
And I will replace everything. You have my word.
You expect me to believe that after I've just watched you destroy the homes of the people who have nothing? We built this town so that people who have nothing have a safe place to stay.
I didn't mean to destroy this place. I'm so sorry.
And sorry will fix it, will it?
I'm sorry, and I will fix this. When I make a promise, I always deliver on it. Always.
I suggest you leave. Your companions are welcome here, but if you ever set foot on anything, anywhere that my family and I are, we wanted to help you, and this is how you repay us. We ask for nothing.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps you should have thought about that before you destroyed everything. You've destroyed us all. We were a self-sufficient community. So what? You're just going... Everyone in here is going to starve now. We built our own farming systems so we wouldn't have to rely on the paltry handouts from the military. It's gone. Everything. So I'm just supposed to sit by and watch my children starve to death. Just go. Leave.
Sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Moira turns and slowly walks towards the exit of the town.
Prince watches you go for a few moments before he turns and heads back to the manor house. What do the rest of you do for the moment?
I'd probably go back to Shard and Oberyn. Oh wait, no, Oberyn walked off, so I'd probably just go walk up to Shard. Charlie doesn't really have anything to say. Just... She tries to say something while pointing in Moira's direction and then just drops and sighs.
What happened? I was so focused on defending the entrance.
Moira, being the fucking genius she is, set half of the town on fire and then tried to put out the half-destroyed and burnt buildings with a tidal wave.
Why did she put it on fire?
Because it's Moira. If she can't fuck up every single situation, she's not happy.
Look, I get you're angry at her for whatever the hell happened with Smiley, but I agree what she did here is fucking horrible, but Jesus Christ, chill the animosity for 2 seconds. I assume it was you threw the spellbook on the roof?
Yeah.
You're not a child. Don't act like one.
But from what I heard over there, Moira is banned from the town.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's all I really heard.
I would have killed her if this was my home.
I didn't hear the whole thing because I wasn't really trying to eavesdrop, but I think me, you, and Oberyn are still allowed. It's just Moira.
I'm going to go check Prince is alright. I started the fight with him. I want to make sure he's alright.
That's fair enough.
Just don't kill Moira.
I won't.
Oberyn's off talking to someone called Ned.
Ned.
He went off towards that tank that was spinning in circles. Chad will turn on their heel and go and try and find Prince to check they're okay.
It's easy to find Prince. As you sort of cross the threshold of the manor house, you can see him just sat in the entranceway of the large greenhouse, just staring at nothing.
Prince?
Hello.
I'm sure it's not a good time. I just wanted to check you weren't injured.
I'm fine. And don't worry. I have no problem. You didn't do this.
Yeah, but I came with the person who did, so part of that is on me for bringing her here.
just... You're someone who despises the military as much as people like me.
Yeah.
We built this town as a safe haven to get away from them. We had our own farming system, and anybody who needed a place, they could be here. I promised all these people I'd protect them, and I've let them down. They have nothing now. They were worse off than when they got here.
Speaking as someone whose home was recently destroyed, and not by Moira, surprisingly, by a different tidal wave. Sad laugh. You can let it consume you, or you can try. What these people don't... Your people look to you for hope more than anything. Because everything's shit right now.
That's certainly one way to put it.
Look at it this way. What supplies do you have in the manor house?
We tend to pickle and preserve as much as we can. Just in case. Perhaps one year. The harvest isn't so good. It means we don't starve to death.
And did you do that this year?
Of course.
So you have food for now. You have some food.
I do. I spoke harshly to your compatriot. I'm not sure if you'd call her a friend exactly.
I don't really know where I stand with Moira, honestly. I don't know where I stand with any of the group.
I know it's not much of a comfort, but especially since we don't have much to offer in the way of hospitality now, but if you need somewhere, you're always welcome here.
Look at it this way. Right now, I can see you have food. Your people are... You got all of your people out of the houses and things, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, Charlie said there was something about evacuating.
Your friend... The one with all the punches. It's very efficient.
Yeah. You have... All your people are alive. You have stored food that's not going to go off. You now have two tanks, apparently. You can probably repurpose into some defensive mechanisms.
Wouldn't touch the military's things if they paid me to take them.
Yeah, but good metal can be repurposed.
I suppose... That's quite pathetic, really, isn't it? I suppose I panic when I see all of this.
You're allowed to panic. Just when people depend on you, it's hard. First few months I had Corey, I was terrified that I'd run out of food, that something would come through the tunnels.
I guess it's just natural. My goal is obviously to protect Poe and Melody for as long as I absolutely can. One day they'll be grown, and they won't need me as much. But they're only children. They need protecting.
Whilst you can.
I will.
And if I ever find a way off this island, you, Poe, and Melody will be the first ones I get out of here.
Thank you. All we can do is hope.
Enough children have died here. And I'm sure Harlan, if he pops up again, he'll help you guys. He's brilliant at survival.
I hope so.
If you don't mind me asking, and I'm not going to say anything to the others regardless. Who are you protecting?
That's... He reaches into a small bag he's carrying and pulls out one of the wanted posters. You recognize this person as the Smiley Man.
What was in the bag then? I saw your face when you opened it.
Some days ago, a class of people left the town. They thought it would be fun to nail me back, their heads in their hands.
Of course they fucking did.
The sack is still sat in the entranceway, probably close to Charlie now.
Maybe don't let the kids see it.
No, we're getting rid of that as soon as we can. The people, although they're all in bits, they deserve a proper burial.
I'm probably going to try and convince our group to move on from here.
Well,
regardless of how you feel about us in comparison to Moira, you've got enough mouths to feed.
Be as that may, what I said is still true. If you need a place to stay, if we can offer it to you, then it's yours.
Give Poe and Melody a hug for me, alright?
I will. Thank you, Shard.
Go linger by the gate and wait for Mr. Yelling at a Zombie and Miss... Oh god, what have I done?
Charlie, since you didn't hear any of that, did you look in the sack at all?
I was kind of intrigued of what was in the sack, so I probably just dig again and went, oh fuck, and voice it back up.
There is indeed many heads and hands in there. Some of the people you recognise, actually. People you've passed since you've been in the town.
Poor bastards.
And Oberyn, you went to see Ned, didn't you?
Yep.
What? Did you do anything in particular?
After I fixed Ned's neck and head, I would have actually probably gone climbed into both the tanks and used poison spray to destroy like the control mechanism so that they wouldn't be able to be moved again.
Okay, the tanks are now stuck there forever. It's like a weird tank graveyard.
And then after that, I would have headed back towards the gate, and probably issuing a loud whistle to signal for Marmalade that it's probably time to go, with Ned in tow.
Marmalade, hops down the path. She is carrying a very incredibly tiny little pouch on her collar. And she neatly jumps over the paralyzed horse rider.
Marmalade?
Yes?
We have a new friend. His name's Ned.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened. If you need anything from him, though, and I, signal for Ned to put his hands down, he'll carry you anywhere. He has to do anything I say.
Marmalade side-eyes Ned a little bit, but then decides if you trust him, she might as well, and climbs into his hands.
All right, Ned. Keep Marmalade safe, at all costs.
Ned's just like, Ned looks at his hands, and just... fascinated. It was more of a fascinated noise. I know he's not literally a zombie, but... The man's had his neck broken and refixed with an arrow. I think he's allowed to be a little out of it at the moment.
Ah. Right, so... I saw all of that, obviously. Shard, what is going on? I saw you speaking to Prince as I was walking over.
Moira is not welcome here any longer. We are, technically, but... I said to Prince that we'd probably move on.
Well, I feel a bit bad. Moira shouldn't have to shoulder all the blame. I am the one who did soak the town before, which caused the initial fire, so my hands are definitely not clean of this, but yes, I...
Maybe tell her that. She's sulking over there.
Moira had put up her tiny hat and is cooking furiously inside it.
In the field?
Literally just outside the gate, she put the hut up
and she's just, and you can just see like a plume of smoke coming at the top of the hut, pretty much.
People in the town panic at the sight of more smoke. Is there a sign on the door that says "Go away"?
No, no. Probably around about how long has passed since Moira was told to leave the town?
Probably not that long, less than half an hour.
Moira, so about five, so once a half hour is up, Moira emerges from the hut by walking through the walk. That's how you do it. And puts down three large boxes of prepared snacks. I can make more for them.
Moira, I don't think... I love the intention. And I do feel for you, as I have to shoulder some of the blame. I am the one who soaked the town. And who would have known that casting lightning on a large puddle would have ignited the entire town the way it did. Science is a bitch sometimes, Moira. But I don't think that these snacks are going to make up for that. I think it's best that we just go.
You're right.
They're not going to starve, Moira. They have... They take the harvest and they always put away a large amount of it.
I destroyed their town by trying to save it. I am fucking useless.
Yes, you really did shamble through it, but...
Oh, tongue-in-cheek references.
But Moira, you did help save the town, and though you might have burned it, they will rebuild. They are a very strong and hardy people. They will rebuild stronger, faster. They will be good.
The only people that are dead are the military. No one in the town died.
This time.
Yeah, this time. But shit happens. I vote we move on before. Okay. Well, before we all outstay our welcome.
Okay.
And as you all start heading off. I love using the expression, so the camera pans out over the burned town, the mountains, and that's where I'm going to leave it today.
Thank you to everybody for listening to this amazing episode of Dungeons and Junkies. Let's go around the table now and let's introduce each other's socials. We'll start with Chad.
I am Chad. You can find me on the Twitter machines at Chad's_mind or at View from Top Rope. You can also listen to me on my podcasts such as The Chatterbox, View from the Top Rope, or So You're So Smart, all conveniently on Visionaries Global Media. Make sure you listen to all the great podcasts on Visionaries Global Media, because guess what, folks? It's fucking great.
And now, Kerry.
Hi, I'm Kerry. So I am Shira Beans on Twitter and literally every other platform. And I also get to supervise the Dungeon Junkies art Instagram, Dungeon Junkies on Instagram.
And now Caitlin.
Hello, I'm Caitlin. I write about video games and mental health over on my website, themindgame.org, which is also where I put my campaign of this, featuring endless suffering. As suffering and babysitting is the easiest way to describe my campaign. At our mind games, or at CaitlinRC, to look at my cats and the things I make out of Lego for Mamie Cats.
And Alex.
Right, so you can find me at Spiderbread UK. You can find mine in Matt and Gary's main show at Game Junkies Pod. And you can find this ever-growing collection of madness at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed, you can find me at MattTechUK. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to everyone for taking part. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And we're out of here.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Kerry, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Matt Attack Productions.